My brothers and sisters, we see in the continuation of the commission that Jesus gave to his apostles yesterday here in the Gospel of Matthew. I remember the one summer I spent with the Little Brothers of the Lamb at their mother house in the south of France near Toulouse, and the invitation to journey to Cologne for the World Youth Day event. The invitation was made and I accepted it, knowing that it meant traveling as the Little Brothers do, which is without a car and without money, without a credit card or a cell phone. And so we left the mother house in the south of France. No cell phone, no car, no food, no money. And for 4 days, begged and hitchhiked from the south of France to Cologne, Germany. Each night begging for a place to sleep. I would love to tell you that it was easy, but this unconverted heart of mine did not allow it to be so. But what I experienced in those 4 days, and even in the stubbornness of my own heart, was the miraculous presence of God throughout. His constant care and affection, and manifesting his love through the generous hearts of the people that we encountered. I've said it the last 2 days, and I will say it again today. So often we think that it is our strengths that God desires to call into service. But what I experienced was that in my impoverishment to follow him, I was so much more disposed, is the correct way of saying that. I was much more disposed to encountering the people that he desired to bring into my journey on the way to Cologne. I met exactly who I was supposed to meet, when I was supposed to meet them, and had the privilege of accompanying them on their journey as our journeys intersected. I still remember the faces of the people and their stories and what was shared during those 4 days. I remember the generosity of the hearts of people who opened their homes and places for us to sleep. It made an incredible impact into my heart. When the love of the Father for you is as tangible as the sandwich in your hands, you have many reasons to be joyful. So I share that with you today because we can get so caught up in our weakness and our brokenness. We can get so caught up in it that we feel unworthy to answering the call in our life. And I just encourage you to recognize that your weaknesses and your shortcomings are not the problem. It is your strengths and your pride which are the greatest problem to saying yes to following God. So be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. God calls us all, and he knows what he is doing. It calls us all to say yes in announcing that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen.